What is going on? Welcome to this week's Captivate Insider, brought to you by Rebel Base Media, the creative technologists behind Captivate.fm and many, many more podcasting products in the technological ecosystem. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder here at Rebel Base Media, bringing you this week's update from behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. Now, welcome to everyone who has joined Captivate this week. We've had many, many new podcasters joining us, moving in from various different hosts or choosing Captivate to host their show for the very, very first time. So thank you to everyone who has joined us this week, including a big geek moment for me by working with Mr. Jamie Anderson on the official Jerry Anderson Podcast Network. That's a wonderful one because, honestly, I grew up in the midst of the 80s where my mum and my dad were telling me a little bit about Thunderbird and Stingray and Captain Scarlet in particular. And I grew up watching all of those shows and in particular was very fearful of the Mysterons. So it's a real pleasure to be working with Jamie and the Jerry Anderson team. So congratulations for everything that you're doing in the space, but also for, of course, moving on board with Captivate. It's wonderful to see, and I'm really pleased to welcome everyone in to the platform. Like I said, it's been a wonderful week. It's been a very interesting week working on a few little integrations that we're going to be announcing over the next few days and weeks. Working on, of course, pushing Captivate Sync out, which is almost ready. It's one of those things with Captivate Sync where, you know, you think it's almost there and then there are a couple of little tweaks that you end up making that knock onto other things and so on. It's honestly, it's just a kind of the standard fare when it comes to software development. So we're looking forward to getting that out, just doing a little bit of work on that one. And of course, being able to roll that out to podcast websites members as well. We've built a nice little podcast transfer and migration plugin, which is very cool. Very much excited to get that one out. But this week on the show, I've just got two updates for you, actually. It's been a week of website changes this week. It's been one where we've been working on looking at the Captivate.fm podcast website. So the way this works is that if you start your podcast with Captivate, maybe you don't want WordPress, maybe you don't need WordPress, maybe you're not yet using podcast websites to manage your WordPress and work with our team on that one. That's cool because very, very often you don't need something as heavy as WordPress just to get your podcast out there. In fact, I use Captivate websites, Captivate's inbuilt sites, in conjunction with this podcast, Captivate Insider. If you go to insider.captivate.fm or click on any of the links, you'll see that actually I use the inbuilt Captivate sites for this show and, of course, for Spark of Rebellion, my Star Wars show with my good man Gaz. So we love Captivate sites. We think it works really, really well. We know so many people that are able to launch their shows very, very quickly. And in preparation for Captivate Sync, we've got a few interface changes to make to the back end, to the dashboard of Captivate, to enable Captivate Sync to play nicely. And they're going to be nice and straightforward. We're going to be probably pushing those updates out over the next week or so. But in preparation for that, we wanted to do a little bit on Captivate sites themselves. So we've added two particular things. The first one is that we've actually added enhanced pagination. So this is a big thank you to Eric for a couple of the ideas on this one. It's a website-focused update primarily. And what we've done is we've made it so that Rather than your website, your Captivate.fm website displaying a huge list of your episodes, you've now got pagination. So we're going to show you 5 episodes and then page 2 and then page 3 and then page 4 and then page 5. It sounds like a small thing, but that's in preparation for episode level pages and other kind of feature rollouts that we're going to be pushing out with Captivate. The really cool thing with this is it makes the site even more usable. I was browsing the Spark Rebellion site last night in bed on my iPad on the landscape mode and then in portrait mode just to kind of double check everything. And they load so unbelievably quickly. I mean, these websites are loading at breakneck speed. So if you've got a Captivate website that has 5 or more episodes on it, you are now going to see pagination in there and the speed is going to be lightning quick. The second thing that we introduced is, again, it's another kind of website related option. It's simple 302 redirects. Now, this is a little bit boring, but what we've done is we've made it so that, let's say you start your show with Captivate websites. So you've got Captivate sites enabled. You've got your own website, like our Spark of Rebellion website set up. Well, let's assume that we're Spark of Rebellion, that we think, well, do you know what? Actually, we love the Captivate website, but in the future, we might want to add a membership or some e-commerce. So we end up moving to WordPress. The challenge with that is that, yeah, of course, we can change our DNS over, we can point our domain name at this new site on WordPress, but what happens if we've got the Captivate subdomain out there in the wild? So if we've pushed out sparkofrebellion.captivate.fm out into the wild, so anyone's linking back to that, for example, that would be a bit of a problem because it would be a dead link. So we've added the ability to add a simple 302 redirect. So you've now got an advanced tab inside your Captivate website section. And inside of there, the first thing that you'll see in the advanced tab is the ability to say, well, look, I've actually changed from using Captivate websites to using something like WordPress or Squarespace or whatever, something else that gives you a website that isn't just for your podcast. And guess what I've done? I'm just told Captivate to redirect all of the traffic from my Captivate website off to this new website. So it's just a way of making sure your links are in place. And we've done that in a very Google-friendly manner using a 302 redirect. We didn't use a 301 redirect for the geeks out there. Didn't use a 301 because we want to make sure that if you ever change back to Captivate, that the damage isn't done. So you're not permanently moving your domain. It's just a temporary redirect, which can be in place for as long as you need it. So it's a perfect little setup, really. We're seeing so many people using these Captivate sites, so it's really, really good to know that people are using them. But we know that obviously, eventually, you might want to push out to a WordPress website using maybe your own self-hosted WordPress. Maybe you want to get a bit of a help with that using podcastwebsites.com for the managed WordPress side of things for podcasters. Whatever you need, now Captivate will accommodate that, and it makes it super simple. And again, you know what it's like. We're always trying to update and upgrade this platform. So thanks to everyone who keeps suggesting things. It's really, really good to see people just really embracing the Captivate platform and telling us some fun stuff that they want to see. So we've got a few other things coming out over the next week or so. Not only are we going to be obviously doing next week's upgrade, but we are going to be doing some big announcements this week with some integration partners. So there's some fun stuff going on behind the scenes. But until the next episode, thanks for joining me. Go and check out the changelog, of course. It's in the link in the footer. Anywhere that you can, anyway that you can access Captivate, you'll find a link to the changelog in the footer. So go and check out some more detail on this. We've updated all of the help articles, of course. And if there's anything else that you need, let us know via the live chat in Captivate. Let us know. And if you aren't using Captivate already for your show, please go ahead and try it for 7 days at Captivate.fm. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Keep talking.